Well, Christian, we had a cattle on feed report and a cold storage report that came out this afternoon. Looking at the numbers, what are you seeing? And, of course, as always, what can we expect come Monday?
Yeah, let's start with the cattle on feed numbers. The on feed number 100 is basically exactly what they're expecting, so that's a very neutral number. Placements 99, that was higher than expected. Not above the range, but the average estimate was 95.7, so it came in again at 99. The highest end of the range was 100.2. We call that a little bit bearish price. And the marketings were pretty much as expected. You could call them on the low end of the range, but the average estimate was 92.6. Again, came out at 92. So looking at the numbers, the only number that was a little bearish was the placement number, so I call it a little bit weaker. Now, moving over to the cold storage report, the total beef number, you know, still is going to be a tight number. And you look at it compared to a year ago, it's well below a year ago. You're looking at 440 million pounds a year ago, 374 now, 375 about. So as far as that number goes, that's going to be a little bit more friendly. So they probably cancel each other out a little bit here. You're looking at the pork number. Pork did drop and actually had a pretty decent drop from the previous month. So I don't have a problem after seeing cash cattle trade 172, just basically calling the market steady. You got a little bit of for the bulls and a little bit for the bears. Maybe a little bit of weaker tone because it was so stronger here on Friday.